Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Microfiqh. Are you confused with some of the terminologies that are being used in our Microfiqh videos? Well, if you are, then this is the video for you, where we'll go through some common words that are used in jurisprudential Islamic law. A hukum or a fatwa is an Islamic ruling. Ahkam is the plural of the word hukum, Islamic rulings. Now, who makes these ahkam or who deducts these rules? That person is called a mujtahid, an expert in the field of Islamic rulings. And you and I would be called muqallid, someone who would follow that expert in their rulings. So how do we divide these Islamic rulings or ahkam? There are five words that you need to know for this. The first one is wajib. Wajib means it is obligatory upon you as a Muslim mukallaf to perform this task. And by the way, a mukallaf is someone who is able to follow Islamic rulings. So for example, a baby is not a mukallaf. A dead person is not a mukallaf. An insane person is not a mukallaf. You, who are watching this video right now, probably are. Haram. Haram means that you must refrain from a particular action. Mustahab is something that you should do or is recommended that you do, however, it is not obligatory. Makruh, on the other hand, is something that you should not do, but if you do, it is not haram for you to have done it. Mubah. Mubah means that it's neither here nor there. If you do it, there is no judgment upon whether it is recommended to do so or not recommended to do so. If we say something like should and should not do something, that means it's recommended to or not recommended to do something. And if we say you must and must not do something, that means it is obligatory to do it or obligatory to not do it. Let's list some examples. Your five daily prayers are obligatory. That means they are wajib. Drinking alcohol is haram. Saying your adhan and aqama before your prayers is mustahab. It is makruh to pray funeral prayers inside a masjid. But it's mubah to watch TV or surf the internet, as long as you're not doing anything haram. Now, sometimes a jurist will use other words like obligatory precaution or ihtiyat wajib. So they may say, as an obligatory precaution, you must or must not do this particular action. Now, it's still wajib for you to do this particular action or not do this particular action if it's haram, unless you act on the fatwa of the next most learned jurist. And this is called rujur. Now what if they say recommended precaution or ihtiyat mustahab? That means you should perform this action, but you don't have to. So what's the difference between these three levels of, for example, wajib, ihtiyat wajib, and ihtiyat mustahab? Well, if it's wajib, you must do it, as your jurist has described. What if it's ihtiyat wajib? Here, you must also do this particular action, or you can do rujur, follow another learned jurist who may have a different fatwa. What about ihtiyat mustahab? Well, here you have a choice. You don't have to do this particular action. This is Microfiqh, giving you a little dose of fiqh wherever you are.